Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed higher in all three contracts today, with corn up 11 cents at $3.57. December of 15 closed over $4 at $4.02, up 10 and a quarter. And that was really good for American agriculture as we see corn back above $4. That gives hope to some longer-term prospects in terms of corn farmers. Beans also higher, up 20 and a quarter in November at $9.65 and a half. January will be the one we start watching closer as time goes forward. It was up 20 and three quarters at $9.74. Those contracts closed above last week's highs. So going forward here over the next couple weeks, that'll be an important level to maintain. And we could retrace back to the 50-day moving average or somewhere around $10 a bushel. Wheat futures also higher here despite rainfall over the last few days, up 6 in Kansas City on the front end. July of 2015 up about 5 at $5.84, which was the high. Chicago wheat up 4 to 4.5. Now, in South America, there is some weather concerns as a high ridge system brings 5 to 7 days of hot and dry weather. They're still early in the planting process, but that could have some long-term lingering effects if it remains dry.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
With yesterday's government holiday, we were delayed on the reports. So today we'll see the crop progress report, which will show us how much is harvested. We're looking for about 20 to 25% harvested in corn, 27 to 31% in beans. For corn, the average is 38% at this time of the year, and for beans, 57%. So we're significantly behind normal. Two reasons. One is some moisture we've received. The other is the fact that it's such a big crop, takes longer to harvest big crops than it does small crops. So two things going on there. Most analysts are thinking that the USDA report will still show a bigger crop than they did on the last report, but that's almost another month away. Tomorrow we have the NOPA crush report for September. We're looking for about 105 million bushels for beans. Last year at this time we were at 108.7. With the stronger market today, it makes you think that there's a possibility that could be a strong bullish number just because the market was this much higher. Now we had exports this morning right in the middle of range for corn, wheat, and beans, so no really big surprises on any three categories on that front. So let's hope for more up tomorrow.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle down 277 at 163.92. February down 240 at 163.60. November feeder cattle down $3 at 237.15. January down $3 at 231.12. December lean hogs up 30 at 94.92. February up a dime at 92.20. In the grain market, December Kansas City wheat up 6 at 590 and a quarter. March up 5 and 3 quarters at 591 and a half. December Chicago wheat up 4 at 509 and a quarter. December corn up 11 at 357. March up 11 and a half at 370. November soybeans up 19 and a half at 964 and 3 quarters. January up 20 at 973 and a quarter. December cotton down 86 at 64.16. March down 45 at 62.05. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.